McGaw-hating Alan Ritchson bombs at box office. Ungentlemanly Warfare debuts in fourth with $9 million. By Breitbart News on April 21, 2024. New York, AP, Civil War, Alex Garland's ominous American dystopia, remained the top film in theaters in its second week of release, according to studio estimates Sunday. The A24 election year gamble, the indie studio's biggest budgeted film yet, took in $11.1 million in ticket sales at 3,929 theaters over the weekend. The $50 million film, set in a near-future U.S. in which Texas and California have joined in rebellion against a fascist president, has grossed $44.9 million in 2 weeks. Its provocative premise, and A24's marketing, which included images of U.S. cities ravaged by war, helped keep Civil War top of mind for moviegoers. But it was a painfully slow weekend in theaters, the kind sure to add to concern over what's thus far been a down year for Hollywood at the box office. Year-to-date ticket sales are down almost 20% compared to last year, according to Comscore. Previously on Breitbart, Reacher star Alan Ritchson attacks Christians who support rapist Trump, he's their poster child. Reacher star Alan Ritchson, cops get away with murder all the time. Reacher star Alan Ritchson fires back at Fraternal Order of Police, praises himself for courage to criticize cops. Going into the weekend, Universal Pictures' Abigail, a critically acclaimed R-rated horror film about the daughter of Dracula, had been expected to lead ticket sales. It came in second with $10.2 million in 3,384 theaters. That was still a fair result for a film that cost a modest $28 million to make. Abigail, which remakes the 1936 monster film Dracula's Daughter, is about a 12-year-old girl taken by kidnappers who soon realize they've made a poor choice of hostage. It's directed by the duo Matt Betty Nethley Alpin and Tyler Gillett, whose production company goes by the name Radio Silence. More concerning was the overall tepid response for a handful of new wide releases, and the likelihood that there will be more similar weekends throughout 2024. Last year's actors and writers' strikes, which had a prolonged effect on the movie pipeline, exacerbated holes in Hollywood's release schedule. Horror films, in recent years among the most reliable cash cows in theaters, also haven't thus far been doing the automatic business they previously did. According to David A. Gross, who runs the consulting firm Franchise Entertainment Research, horror releases accounted for $2 billion in worldwide sales in 2023. Guy Ritchie's The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare debuted with $9 million in 2,845 theaters. In the based-on-a-true-story Lionsgate release, which reportedly cost $60 million to produce, Henry Cavill leads a World War II mission off the coast of West Africa. Though Ritchie has been behind numerous box office hits, including the live-action Aladdin and a pair of Sherlock Holmes films, his recent movies have struggled to find big audiences. The Lionsgate spy comedy Operation Fortune, Ruse de Guerre, grossed $48 million against a $50 million budget, while MGM's The Covenant, also released last year, made $21 million while costing $55 million to make. A bright sign for the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, audiences liked it. The film earned an A- cinema score. The anime Spy X Family Code, White, from Sony's Crunchyroll, also struggled to stand out with audiences. Though the adaptation of the Tatsuyendo manga TV series Spy X Family has already been a hit with international moviegoers, it debuted below expectations with $4.9 million in 2009 U.S. theaters. The mightiest film globally, though, continues to be Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. The Warner Brothers monster movie has for the past month led worldwide ticket sales. It added another $9.5 million domestically and $21.6 million internationally to bring its four-week global total to $485.2 million. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. 1. Civil War, $11.1 million. 2. Abigail, $10.2 million. 3. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, $9.5 million. 4. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, $9 million. 5. Spy X Family Code, White, $4.9 million. 6. Kung Fu Panda 4, $4.6 million. 7. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, $4.4 million. 8. Dune, Part 2, $2.9 million. 9. Monkey Man, $2.2 million. 10. The First Omen, $1.7 million.